You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Hey there, fellow traveler to the Podverse. This is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your guide to the Podverse as we know it. I've been doing podcasts since 2006. Oh my gosh. Not only have I been doing podcasts since then, but I've been listening to them since even before then. And at the time of this recording here, I am celebrating 50, count them, 50 trips around the sun. I'm really excited about what's coming up in the new year here for us. So let's get in talking about what has already happened and what's going to happen. Now, as you know, it's the end of the year, and I'm celebrating, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm celebrating 1 year of existence of this podcast that you're listening to. January of 2023 will be the official 1 year date. Now, when I first started listening to podcasts way back in 2005, there weren't many podcasts out there. Just like, you know, in the World Wide Web, when that first started up, there weren't that many websites out there. But now, podcasting has exploded to over 4 million podcasts at the time of this recording. By the time you listen to it, and who knows when that's going to be, we could be looking at 5 million, 10 million, who knows. Now, most podcast apps don't have good search functions. And I hear from many podcasters complaining about discovery issues. So that's why I decided to throw my hat in the ring. And I've done my best to bring you 14 podcasts that I feel are binge-worthy this season. It's easy for me to say. Now, whenever I talk with somebody about podcasts, they are overwhelmed with the choice of podcasts and the genre they want to experience. They don't have time to sift through all the podcasts about true crime or science and technology or, heck, a good audio drama. They need more than the top 10 list of best podcasts in a particular genre, because who determines that list? Who determines why the podcasts are chosen? What's the criteria that they use? Are they getting any kickbacks from listing podcast A versus podcast B? Is this news source that is posting these lists part of a podcast network that they're promoting? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theory. That's for another podcast. But I've seen this happen, especially at the end of the year. And it usually starts in November from several news feeds. Now, a reason why I think my method is better and more transparent than others that are out there is that I'll actually place, you know, clips from the show that I'm reviewing. And I offer the podcaster a chance to be interviewed. And many of the 14 podcasts that I reviewed this year have been, you know, graceful to give me the time to interview them. Now, I also give you an idea of what to expect when you first listen to the podcast, how welcoming they are to newcomers. You know, you've heard my episodes. I don't want you to be the odd person out when listening to these podcasts. You know, sometimes they have inside jokes. I want you to know what those inside jokes are. I want to give you that information so you can pick up that podcast and start binging it right away. Now, while the holidays here in the United States are in full swing, I'm going to be reviewing another 14 podcasts for season 2. And I'm excited to bring them to you. And while you're doing your holiday shopping, or, you know, if you're at a holiday party you'd rather not be at, hey, feel free to catch up on previous episodes of Find a Podcast About. Maybe while you're at the family gathering, while everyone's favorite uncle is spouting off who knows what, you can save the day by talking about a podcast recommendation you got from me. I'm happy to be of service to you in those instances. I'm not even going to charge you for that. But hey, feel free to go to my support page and buy me a coffee, because, you know, let me tell you, Winter does get cold here in Virginia, and I need the extra coffee. Now, before I leave you on this bonus episode until 2023, and I will be back in January, I want to thank all 14 of the podcasts that I reviewed this year. You have provided me with entertainment, insight, companionship, and community. This is why I love podcasts so much. Drives across the country seem less lonely. Commutes are bearable. Life has a soundtrack. And that is what a podcast does for me. Now for you, I do hope you have a great holiday this year. Lord knows we all need it. Take some time out for yourself. Listen to your favorite podcasts, relax, and just be entertained. If you are a podcaster and would like to have your podcast reviewed, email me, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. Remember to hit the XYZ. A lot of people hit the .com because they're so used to hearing that. I'm going to do it for you again here. Get out your pencil. timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. I'd be happy to help you get some exposure for that podcast and into the ears of potential listeners. And if you're a podcast listener and want a podcast recommendation from a particular genre, email me as well. I'd be happy to dive into that treasure trove of podcasts and find something that's going to satisfy your appetite. Lastly, I want to remind you that I have another podcast out there. I know, gosh, another one, Tim? Yes. It's called Create Art Podcast, where I help people tame their inner critic, create more than they consume. You can find that podcast at createartpodcast.com. I'd love to have you over there as well. All right. Go out there. Have a great holiday and a wonderful 2023. I will talk with you soon.